That is correct. This is time now for Standing in the Gap. I am Pastor Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated here tonight, as we are on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. just for you. That's right, just for you, because God says so. God knows that you are worth it. Even though we know we're not worthy of God's love, but God knows that we are worth it just because He said so. And so we are here tonight to take your prayer requests, your praise reports, to be here as someone who can celebrate your celebrations, who can also be there for your frustrations to help you get to and through them a little easier, hopefully, together as a community of prayer and praise and proclamation of God's word. Pray with me, please. God, thank you for this opportunity yet again to be here, to be together wherever we are over these airways, God. We just pray that you take full control, because truly we can do nothing well without you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, dear God, that we can come together and touch and agree even through this way, so that we can truly be about your business within our lives and your kingdom yet to come. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for what you are about to do. And we all say amen. Amen. Welcome to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight until 1 a.m. Tonight's focus is new revelations, new year revelations, instead of new year resolutions. Just something for you to think about. We also have something to celebrate, and some of you may know, some of you may not, but here's a hint.
Go.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. This is Standing in the Gap's first full year anniversary, so we thank God for that. January, the first weekend of 2017, is when God allowed us to start it this way. We started a little bit before that, but this is the Standing in the Gap format that has been here for a year now. So to God be the glory for that. He has allowed us to share with some of the misery. He's allowed us to share with the ministries that people have. He's allowed us to share some of your most intimate thoughts, concerns, and problems, as well as some of your greatest triumphs. And I thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life in that way. We continue now to focus on God, to open up in prayer, knowing that God has done it all. Every message that has come through here has been because of God. Every prayer that was answered is because of God and your faith. And everything that is good is of God, and we thank God for doing that. He truly has done it all, so let's just open up by giving Him thanksgiving. Let this be our Thanksgiving praise song as we kick off Standing in the Gap tonight. Please know and remember, for those who already know, for those who don't, you can call in live, because it is a live broadcast, and that way I get to hear your prayer requests from you. I will answer the phone off air, so that way you can decide if you want to share your prayer request or your praise report or even your song selection. If you want to share that on air or off air, we are glad to pray with you either way, knowing that you can be empowered by God, and that when we share it on air as well, we can empower even more people. So either way, it's up to you. The number here is 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. You can also go to live stream on the website for praise1079.com. www.praise1079.com. And there, if you just go to the on air information and scroll down to Standing in the Gap, you can click on that, and that'll get you to all the ways that you can get us here live, as well as ways you can get us when we are not here on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. There you will see the Facebook logo, where you can click on that. That'll take you right to the page for the same thing. You can also see the email in case you want to type that in, as some of our international listeners and participants and prayer warriors do. The email address is SIPG. PastorMon@gmail.com. It's on the website. You can check that out as well. If you're in your car or somewhere out with your radio, it's 107.9 FM. You can also add the free app by CP Broadcasting, Praise 107.9. So anyway, you can get it in, tune in, text in, type it in through email. Just get involved with us so that truly we can be in this thing together called life. Again, God has done it all. He did it all, every good thing that has happened. And so we want to give him praise and adoration for that. Stay with me right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica, right here on an extraordinary gospel station, Praise 107.9. Praise party tonight because God is so awesome. Remember, give us a call, 904-296-2251, 296-2251.
Yeah.
MVP. I don't think I had to tell you that, but I wanted to make sure I did. We have a caller on the line. We have a few calls, and so I wanted to make sure we talk with Miss Karen, who I want you to direct your hearts towards her as well as through her towards God. Miss Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. What's your prayer request tonight?
I need prayer for my kids. I have one son. He's serving 23 years, and I need prayer also for, I'm trying to find employment.
Okay. And what's your son is serving 23 years in prison, jail, what? In prison?
In prison, yes.
Oh, that's tough. Is it, it's usually not close, but is it where you can go and visit him? You get to see him?
Well, I haven't went to see him yet. I'm planning on going this year.
Okay, good. That's tough for all of you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What type of employment are you looking for, just in case someone's listening?
I like warehouse. I've put a lot of applications in. I do nursing.
Okay. All right. And are you from Jacksonville?
No, I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
I've been down here I moved down here when I was 16.
Okay. Which part of Alabama, Ms. Karen?
Lynette.
Okay. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. All right, home skillet. We know you're going to be all right, but we're going to do our best to pray with you, too. No, Ms. Karen, that we don't just pray this weekend, but God puts that on our hearts to pray continuously until either you call or contact us and say otherwise or God says otherwise, all right?
Okay.
So how are you feeling right now? Because that's a lot going on. You don't have your boy right there with you. You don't have the employment that you used to have in some of the, you know, safeguards that we have and people and things of comfort
have. I'm not just feeling too good, you know.
Okay.
Things don't look like they're getting no better.
Okay. How long have you, if you don't mind answering, how long have you been looking for a job right now?
Almost a year now.
A year. Okay. All right. And I know that's tough, but it has been, you know, worse for some, but we want it to get better for you, and God can do that. So we're going to be praying about that. Ultimately, what do you really, really want, not just need, Ms. Karen? Would you prefer warehouse or nursing?
I prefer nursing, but I don't have the money to get my license.
Okay. Need your license, too, and finances. I just want to be as specific as possible with your prayer request.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's say you don't have the money yet and you don't have the license yet. How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, God, right now we just come to you with our hearts humble and somewhat heavy for our sister Karen. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to keep her, continue to be a blessing to her and keep her sane, keep her saved, and continue to, God, to work on her wholeness. We ask right now that where either anxiety or depression may try to creep in and slip in and take over her thoughts, her psyche, her feelings about herself, even her self-esteem, we just ask that you block it and stop it in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We pray right now that each and every person that's listening continues to pray on her behalf and to be help as you direct their hearts, dear God. We pray right now, dear Lord, for the finances that she needs, for the job that she needs, the career that she wants to get rebooted. And we ask, dear God, that you just continue to open doors for her as you have before. We ask, dear Lord, that even for her licensing, that you help her to get the desires of her heart that are in tune with your heart, God. We thank you that she is such an earth angel already, whether she is at a paid position or not. So we just ask that as she continues to use the gifts that you gave her, the skills, the education, the experiences, that you continue to enlarge her territory and allow her gifts and all of that to make room for her. We pray, dear God, that you help her to make wiser decisions, as we pray that for all of us within our finances, especially when they are limited, whereas new finances are not coming in as usual. We ask you, God, that you give her that breakthrough that she needs, and that you continue, dear God, to let her feel your presence. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and we believe that even in situations like this. So we ask, God, that you continue to help her son, continue to keep him strong, continue to use him as you can and do for those who are behind bars right now. We thank you for the prayers of his mom, and we ask that you continue to strengthen your relationship with him and all of her family members, as well as those who are close to her. We ask, dear God, that you have mercy where there needs to be mercy. We ask, dear God, that you cover her and all of them with your grace. And we pray, dear God, that you help them to stay connected, even though there is travel distance between them. And we ask, dear God, that you help encourage their hearts where discouragement may be trying to harden them. In Jesus' name, we just pray right now, God, that you do what no one else can. You direct the steps of our sister, knowing that you love her and you keep her. You have not allowed her to come this far to leave her now. And so we ask, dear God, that you help her to be encouraged this night. Help her to rest well, to know that she can trust you because you don't sleep or slumber. Help her to wake up refreshed, knowing that you give her brand new mercies every morning. And show her, dear God, that she continues to trust you even where she can't see exactly what you're doing, that her faith is that thing that activates your faithfulness even more. In Jesus' name, we bless your name, and we expect you to do what you said you would do, to provide for her needs, as you are Jehovah Jireh. And we both and we all say, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Miss Karen. We're going to keep praying for you, and you let us know if you have any updates, and if anyone out there has any type of resources to assist or job search or jobs for you, we would definitely get in contact with you. Just want you to hold on so I can get your number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Thank you so much for being here with us on Standing in the Gap. I'm going to play the next song for you so that you can hear that. And we're going to continue to praise God and give God thanksgiving as I introduce our topic for this weekend when I come back, New Year's Revelations, not just resolutions. We want God to tell us what we need to work on so that we can be a blessing to God, instead of us always trying to tell God what we want him to bless. How about that, right? Stay with us right here, Praise 107.9. You can call in, too, 904-296-2251. What's your contact number?
There's no one else to turn to.
Okay.
Lord, but you.
That's okay. That
you're
works.
The only
thank God for that.
The situation. We've got nothing to do. So, Master. Helping hand. Oh, we need you. We need you right now. Oh, oh. There's a whole lot of people going hungry, 'cause they can get nothing to eat. Hand. Lord, we
Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We always need the Lord. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight until 1 a.m. as we are on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And tonight's focus is New Year revelations, not just New Year resolutions. What am I talking about? Now, if we listen to some of the word from God about resolutions or revelations, we hear, of course, more about revelations than resolutions. Resolutions we see when God does something, Jesus does something, or did something, and continues to do those things. Now, they resolve things, but most of the time, God, through Jesus, through others, gave us and gives us revelations about things to come so that we can be the most prepared, right? So that's a good thing, and we thank God for that. A lot of times, what we'll do, as you all know, is we'll sit down, do our own resolutions. And if you're doing that, that's not wrong. I'm just trying to help and encourage us as God helped and encouraged me to do this as well, to try to have deeper understanding into our purpose, into our goals. God speak to us through the words of Haggai when Haggai talks about the things that are yet to come and the dreams. God also speaks to us tonight through the words from Philippians 3, as I'll read that for you later. God speaks to us and letting us know that it's important to cling to his word, and especially as we're going through different things, like Miss Thomasina, we're going to be praying for her and for her niece and for her niece's father, so Thomasina's uncle Brown. We're going to be praying for them and the things that they're going through in their life. For Mother D, we're going to be praying for her and her kids and grandkids and the things going on in her life. We're praying for Miss Karen, as you just heard, and the ups and downs and challenges that are going through her life. And we're going to talk about how to press, how to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus when so much is pushing against you simultaneously. Somebody ought to say out amen out there. We decide sometimes that we want to feel and to know and to sense what we think is best, because truly God has given us intellect and has given us creativity, but we know some of the typical resolutions, right? Like, I want to lose weight, I want to get in shape, I want to start the date or have a better relationship. That's great, but is it enough? God inspires me and he inspires you to look deeper and to do better, because God is able to show us revelation which supersedes any resolutions that I could come up with on my best day. I'm just talking about my stuff. See, she don't believe me, so let me prove it this way. Sister Saint, whoever that is, may decide that she wants to make a list about the man of her dreams, waiting on her husband, 6 feet plus, and all the other stuff. But God has a way of letting her know, Sister Saint, it's not about the brother's height, it's about his depth. And that is what she should be concerned about. That's what we should be concerned about. And to attract one of depth, then that Sister Saint must also be one of deepness. Amen. Brother Christian also may be looking for a greater way to love the wife that he does have. So he decides to do a typical way. It's not wrong to do something as a help, but he decides to do the romance thing by going deep into his pockets, plans to shower her with candies and cookies and trips and gourmet dips and a whole lot of stuff, when God can bring to his attention as well that it's not about how with stuff he wants to smother her. More importantly, it's about how he needs to cover her. And that can be done without going so deep in the pocket instead of going so deep in debt. Go deeper into the word. Read the word until it reads you. Tonight's focus is just that, to go deeper in Christ, where New Year resolutions are typical, but I'm asking you to consider New Year revelations. I personally choose the latter because although God makes me and you intelligent, creative like him, but after him, and no real comparison to his omnipotence, his power, his omniscience, his all-knowing, his omnipresence, him being at all places at all times, but instead doing what I used to do, by making self-proclaimed resolutions, thing I felt I should work on, let's consider letting God tell us, the great creator and maker, what things that he wants us to work on so we can be blessed by the best, and that is him. You're with me, right? So first of all, why should I trust God instead of my own premonition or intuition? I'm so glad you asked that question. Good question. Because God is God. Yes, God is God. perfect in all his ways, within all days and all praiseworthy at all times. I trust God over my own thoughts because he is the creator, initiator, facilitator of who I truly am. You know, for real, purpose to be in this life. So I'm going to trust God no matter what, just because he is who and how God is. We've already heard some good music, as we heard from Marvin Sapp, that we need you right now. And right now, since we're talking about God is, let us listen and usher in the presence of God even more wherever we are with Miss Karen Clark Sheard as God is here. That's right. Wherever you are, he is omnipresent. He's with me. He's with you. He is the only one who can truly multitask with excellence, precision, and perfection. Let's stay here right now to hear God is here, as I am also waiting and attending to your calls, 904-296-2251.
Knowing to me.
Karen Clark shared, God is here. He really is here. We are taking your prayer requests and praise reports. Thank God for those who are calling in, as well as those who are emailing in and hitting us up through social media, managing everything that we can, of course, with God's help. Now, when I speak with you, then no multitasking happens at that time. Whatever you are saying, whatever God is saying, is most important. So I do not multitask when you call in or even when I'm praying with you by typing it in, responding to your prayer request in print. So I thank you for giving us a chance to serve you. That's why we are here, to serve you. It is all about God, and it's all about you. We are going to continue to talk about this lesson. You know, we hear about listening to God, and some people will say, how do you know God's talking to you? How do you know the clarity that you get? How do you receive that? And so a lot of times I do assume that God works with people the same way he works with me, and he does work with all of us similarly, but no, not exactly the same. So I have some different things I want to share with you tonight as to how to get these New Year revelations, okay? You know, I got you. I'm giving you whatever he gives me. Now, when we look at some people who speak about prayer and listening and how to get revelations from God or get visions from God, like, pulled a few people that I like what they said. One is Bo Sanchez, who is an author, also a minister, and he says that he said a while ago that we are wounded, but wounds are necessary for the healing light to enter into our beings, God's healing light. Without wounds and failure and frustrations and defeats, there would be no opening for God's brilliance to tickle in and invade our lives. Failures in life are courses with very high tuition fees. I'm going to say that again. Failures in life are courses with very high tuition fees. Failures are those classes in life that we take that are extremely expensive. So Bo Sanchez said, I don't cut classes and miss my lessons on humility, on patience, on hope, on asking others for help. Hello, that's why we're here. On listening to God, that's why we are here as well. To listen to God, to learn how to do it better ourselves, as well as to help you to do it better. On trying again and again and again. You hear that, Miss Karen? You hear that, Brother Robert? That's what we're here doing tonight. We also have Elizabeth O'Connor that says the silence of prayer is the silence of listening. The silence of prayer is the silence of listening. And even as Bo Sanchez talked about the wounds, and God led me to Psalm 119, which is kind of based on some of the things that Job went through also. For Psalm 119 says around verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your ways. I will delight myself in what you say. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep thy word. And Psalm 119 goes on to say, which amazed me when God led me to this line to then read the whole Psalm 119, as the psalmist says it over and over again, it was good that I was afflicted. It's like, what? The first time I heard that. It was good that I was afflicted. It was good that I suffered. It was good that I went through some things. For the psalmist says, it was good that I was afflicted because it taught me how to appreciate your ways, your statutes. And now on this side of suffering, sacrifice, and trouble, I get it more and more. Still trying to get it as fully as God wants me to. But I know some of you already know it, some of you are learning it, and some of you are hearing it for the first time. So be encouraged that it is good, even when we go through tough things, because God is still present, as we just heard from Clarence Clark Shear. Yes, God is in my employment. God is in my unemployment. God is in my life when unemployment checks are coming. God is in my life when they're no longer coming and the job is not at the door yet. God is in my life when I get a diagnosis. God is in my life when I get a worse prognosis. God is in my life in between those things. God is in my life when we go through dialysis and chemotherapy. God is still in my life when we see family members in hospice and hospitals. God is in my life when a son is in prison, a daughter is in jail. God is still in our lives when our kids and grandkids are strung out on the street instead of living what we know they know, the Word of God. God is in our lives when we go to and through. That's the only way we can get through those things in the first place. So we thank God tonight for no matter what we are going through, good, bad, or otherwise, God can reveal to us what God's self wants us to work on. So here's one of the points I want to drop on you as we get to some more music to minister to your heart, to break up the fallow ground. First of all, why should I trust God? That's the question we left off with. Because God is trustworthy. What are the things that keep us from allowing God to give us revelations? Some of the reasons that we don't sit and allow God to do what God wants to do. One, procrastination. Two, preoccupation. I'm going to unravel that when we come back so that we can hear just a little more song, a little more ministering to the heart and the spirit so y'all don't fuss and cuss me out. But you know I'm going to say what the Lord tells me to say. I ain't scared. So stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. I also want to give you some information. We have this is our anniversary, New Year anniversary. This is also the first time that we're having discipleship for discipleship counseling services available right here in the Florida area, specifically in Jacksonville also. So any type of situation you're going to, there is a counselor for you. I am one of those as well. I actually am the lead counselor there. And so you can give us a call. The number, if you want that, is 904-624-9868. The number for discipleship counseling is 904-624-9868. You can also, it's all linked, that's a part of Worship Worldwide Ministries, where I am the founding pastor of that. It's also a part of the Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here on Praise 107.9. So you can also reach me by the email, sitgpastormon@gmail.com. But that number again is 904-624-9868, whether you are making what you feel is sufficient income to no income and everything in between, that we are able to work with that insurance or no insurance. It's all about getting help to God's people. This is not about anything else other than that. Ministry does cost, but there are always ways that God provides for those who are in need but may not can afford it. Please know, counseling is important. God works through other people to help us to get to a better place. And if you are in need of therapists, those who can actually pull out, you know, the green pad and write some medications too, then please know that we are there to refer you to the right places. But you will get some of the best pastoral care as well as some of the best help without judgment. The same thing that God does with me through this broadcast is the same thing that he has me to teach to my own sons and daughters in ministry, that he allows me to store it for just a time. To love people, to remind them that God loves you. There's nothing you can say that can shock us. There's nothing that you say that we are going to share with others. It's all confidential. And there is nothing that you can do to stop us from loving you too, because that's how God is. So that is discipleship for discipleship. We want to get our whole life together, mind, body, spirit, soul, and everything. Finances, everything. In the meantime, let's listen to God is, because he is. Sometimes you just got to say that. We can't compare God to anyone or anybody or anything. Let's listen to Pastor Bruce Parham. God is.
Oh,
God, we thank you for being everything that we need at all times, Lord. We thank you right now on behalf of those who have praise reports. We thank you, dear God, for those new homes. We thank you for the shelters, dear God, that are still helping out those who are caught in this very, very, very cold weather. We ask that you continue to bless and provide, dear Lord, and help in ways that provisions can be made for our homeless people, our brothers and sisters, beyond the different types of extremes. But on a daily basis, help us to do our part, God, as you tug at our hearts to do so, as well as our pockets to help out. We ask, dear God, that you hear the thanksgiving of our sister Crystal Connolly, who is grateful for you keeping her safe, as well as her clients as they go about, as she drives and continues to be a servant for your people who are disabled, as well as those who are just simply needing assistance. We thank you for her being one of your earth angels on the road, taking care of that. We ask, dear God, that you continue to help Miss Mary. Miss Mary, as you know, Lord, says she wants to stop cursing. So help her, God, in a major way. You did it for me. I know you can do it for her. I know you are doing it for her. I thank you, dear God, for allowing her to realize that you just deserve so much of the best of her. She says that she does not want to do the things that she's been doing as far as saying anymore. As we say hallelujah across the lips and the mouths that you gave us, God, we ask for forgiveness for the times that we said other things that were filthy upon those same lips and throughout that same mouth. We ask right now that you forgive us and help us to be strengthened. I thank you for Miss AC also, God, as she traveled to see her mom and Shannon, Miss Shannon. I ask that you continue to bless them and help them as only you can, dear Lord. I thank you, dear God, for Mr. Brown. I ask that the concerns that he has, the troubles that he has, those things in his life that are not smooth sailing as they should be or could be, that you help him, dear God, as well as his daughter, T. Help Tamika, dear Lord, as well as Thomasina as well, who has a heart to pray on their behalf. I ask, dear God, that you continue to help those who are in need and who find it difficult to reach out. Help them, dear God, to know that you bless to and through others as well as through them directly, and help them not to be ashamed of anything where they have fallen short, because that's what we do, and we realize that you have given us a resource of forgiveness, a resource of conviction out of love and chastisement, and we know that we have a resource in you where you throw our sins behind you in a sea of forgetfulness and help us to clean the slate and to move forward. Thank you, dear God, for claiming us when others don't, for loving us when others say they can't, for keeping us when others won't even look in our direction. Thank you, dear God, for allowing us to be here yet another night to pray together unto you, the awesome God, who is a wonderful, beautiful, lovely God. No matter what seasons we go through, Lord, we thank you that although our seasons may change, you don't. You are still great and awesome, and we marvel in your sight. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord, and we all say amen. That's right. Seasons change, but God does not. I want to go ahead and get this very important prayer request in. Miss Shirley is calling us in tonight. Miss Shirley, what's on your heart tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling for prayer, please, because I work with at-risk youth, and I was just calling because I feel the need that prayer is needed, not for mine, well-being as well as theirs, that God will change their hearts and soul, because it's one thing to go to work, but go to work upset all the time, that doesn't help the situation any. But I'm just calling that for prayer, that God will change their hearts and my heart also.
Right, absolutely. I hear that in your voice too. I've worked with at-risk youth for a while, still do, but residential counselor for a while, and I understand somewhat what you're going through, but I can't understand as much as you're going through it. But one thing I want you to hear is we are so grateful for what you are doing. You're doing some things that some of us aren't called to do, and you're doing some things that some of us may be called to do but aren't doing it right now, which makes it even harder for you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when you're dealing with the youth, Miss Shirley, we want to pray as specific as possible. Do you think that some of them are acting, interacting, reacting because they don't know any better or because they don't care?
Well, I think it's mainly, ma'am, because they don't care, and it's a lot of has to do with non-parental involvement.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so you end up having to, I call you all earth angels too, but you end up having to step in as a worker who has to also be, like, maternal, right?
Exactly, yes, ma'am.
Okay, but you've got to do discipline to children who otherwise seem like they haven't been disciplined before?
Yes.
Okay, what's the hardest thing for you now? Is it the trying to get the energy and the positivity to even go to work? I used to go to work sometimes crying.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's tough. Do you ever feel, I'm just trying to feel what you're feeling so we can pray on it, do you feel unappreciated?
Yeah.
And is that by the children mostly, but also the places that we tend to work sometimes because it's so bogged down? As you know, Miss Shirley, better than the rest of us, than some of us, that a lot of times in places like that where ministry, like you're doing, is really needed, that it's always a very small segment, a small remnant, a small group that's dealing with major problems and major number of people, right? Okay, so what do you think, in addition to prayer, we're going to do that, and we're going to continue to pray on your behalf, we're going to continue to expect God to do wonderful things, but what are some things that you think, and I want all those who are listening and praying with us too to help us and feel free to call in, what are some other things practically that you think you could do to help restore your own full sanity and your own appreciation for what God is doing? How can you encourage you?
I think I can encourage myself by praying more and asking for more guidance from God.
Okay, beautiful, absolutely. And do you, a lot of times you all are overworked and don't get opportunity for vacation or time off. Are you being able to take advantage of the time off that you can take?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Good.
I do.
That's needed.
I do.
Okay.
I do, but see, this is what I'm saying is a lot of, when you're on the outside and really don't know what's going on the inside,
right,
that's two totally different situations.
Right.
And my hats do go off to the people in authority, as far as the JSO officers, the Duval detention workers,
yes, ma'am,
all of that, because everything is not what it seems. You see what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, if you're on the outside, you have no earthly idea what those workers go through on the inside until you get inside and see what's going on.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I think
if we had more mentorships, and where are the men?
Yeah.
You know, I constantly see the mothers will come see their sons,
mm-hmm.
their sons. Where are the fathers?
Right. And that's a good...
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm thinking that if it was more that manpower, that's what I'm